This is the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell.
Thank you so much for joining us here this morning with Dale Campbell. It's so good to be here this morning. It's crazy. It's hectic. covering this election. But you know what? It's actually... Let me turn my microphone up there. There you go. You know, having my microphone turned really, really low on me is really... It's just like, can we get my microphone turned up? There you go. I have my microphone cut off during the break there, so thanks for joining us here this morning. Whether you're joining us here on the terrestrial dial, or whether you're listening to us through GLS, thanks for joining us. We are doing a special GLS, not takeover. I wouldn't call it a takeover. I'd call it a lending. Thank you to local public radio who's actually giving me a lend of their space. I'm by myself in the studio, don't let me do this. So, thank you for letting me use this space. And, not letting me use this space. I'm at home, but thank you for allowing me to do the terrestrial dial. Yes, my name's Dale Campbell, for those of you who don't know me. And I do a news variety show called Generic Live Show on youtube.com/genericliveshow every single Wednesday. We haven't had one for a few weeks, though, because the news has been kind of slow and I've been kind of prepping after this one. So thank you so much for joining us. Now, as I cough. So we talked about on the other side, the previous side of the break there, which is weird to say on public radio, but yeah, they played a bit of a song and yeah, it's weird. But anyway, there's a state referendum that is happening as well today. And I actually did find... I did find the pieces of paper they sent out for it. Thank you to the Electoral Commission of Queensland, by the way. You sent me a bunch of materials that I needed to do the show. So thank you so much for joining, for doing that. We're going to talk about how today's referendum that you'll be voting on today is a bill for an act to provide a fixed 4-year terms for the Legislative Assembly in Queensland. Now, this is just a Queensland thing, by the way. This is just a Queensland-only specific kind of rule. So, this is kind of just unique to Queensland. Well, excuse me. That's all that's happening there. So, it's on today. And I'm reading now. To ensure Queensland has a strong, robust parliament that represents the people, the best protection is to retain the current 3-year term. So this is the case against the referendum. If you were to vote no in the referendum today when you go to vote. The Legislative Assembly in Queensland, commonly known as Queensland Parliament, is presently elected for a term no longer than 3 years. The bill proposes to change Queensland constitutional law that so politicians elected for another year. Here outlines the case for voting against. So I'll provide a fair argument and I'll provide both sides here because I like doing both sides. And I'll break down my own little special opinion here because I have something a little totally different. By your vote to whether to decide to re-elect or remove a government MP based on their performance, a good government should be afraid I'm reading. Should not be afraid to hold accountable after 3 years of service. A 4-year term is a bad idea for a range of reasons. Less democracy and voter control. Wrong for a state without an upper house. Less responsive and more compliant governments and politicians. No guarantee there will be a better planning and policy. Increased social cost to Queenslanders. And puts politicians' job security ahead of voters' rights. That's the case to go against the legislation. So, That's what it is. And the closing argument they say is basically, if they can't do it after three, what makes you think they're going to do it after four? So there's that. The vote for yes is a bit. It's a bit more. I would say it's a bit more fleshed out. So there is that. The vote for yes, for 4-year fixed terms. 4-year fixed terms. Fewer elections, better government is the case provided here by the ECQ. I want to say that this is their materials that I'm using here, by the way. The Queensland community rightfully expects that the members of parliament should be governed more and run for elections less. Some key facts. Queensland parliamentary elections will be reduced from 3 years to every 4 years. A state election will be held on the last Saturday of October every 4 years, irrespective of the government of the day. So that's good. Not only this will reduce the cost of elections, it will give certainty for business, encouraging jobs and investment for the Queensland economy. Won't change the term of the current government. This reform will take up after the next election, which would be in 20... Yeah, whatever that would be. The date has not been selected to avoid school holidays. The date has been selected to avoid school holidays and major sporting events. In terms of... This is a broad support across the community, EC outlines, for workers. According to Ross McLennan, the Secretary for the Queensland Council of Unions, Queensland workers want more government and less politics. For businesses, according to, who is this, Mark Behrens, Chamber of Commerce and Industry Queensland, they believe that a three-year term is not a sufficient time to allow state government to facilitate good economic planning, but both provides, as not sufficient time rather, for good economic planning in both private and public sectors. Tourism. According to the CEO of Queensland Tourism Industry Council, having a fixed 4-year term would be a relief to tourism operators and visitors right across Queensland. Everybody wants certainty to be able to plan their holidays, events and family gatherings. In terms of local government, according to the Honourable Senator Tony McGrady, AM, the Mayor of Mount Isa, says that a 4-year term will serve local government and local communities very well. It's proper planning. For seniors, according to Everard Compton, AM, the Seniors Advocate, Queenslanders who are in their senior years want certainty and security in their lives. Good reasons for the yes case. Save money. Easier for regional and North Queensland. Most other states and territories already have 4-year fixed terms, so there you go. All but one, Tasmania and other of the other Australian states and territories introduced 4 years in their lower house. Queensland local councils also have fixed 4-year terms, which has been the model since 2000. The LNP, the ALP, and Independents support 4-year fixed terms, and there will be no change in the current Legislative Assembly. So there you go, there's the referendum that you'll be voting on today. So, wow, I'm really getting flamed up here. Really getting emotional about this referendum. But no, there's the cases for the yes and the no argument for 4-year fixed terms. Now, my question is, and I probably the arrogant side of me says that, do we have to have a referendum do we have to have a referendum that kind of pushes... we have to push through a referendum, a state referendum, for whether we want to vote 4-year terms or 3-year terms. For the record, like, aren't there better things do we do with our time? Like, I can't stress enough. This is a referendum for local governments on a government election. I mean, do we have to have a referendum? I mean, if other states passed it through their lower house, don't you think we could probably push it through our lower house as well? Like, I don't see how we couldn't push it through our lower house. By the way, no candidate, and I name no candidate in Cairns City Council elections, or potentially any of the other ones, which we will hear noises from after 6:50. None of the other councillors have said a word on this this referendum. A word. Like, nothing. Like, zilch. They don't have any opinions on the state referendum. But, by the way, I did try and reach out to some of the local candidates, by the way, none of which would be on the show today, unfortunately. But mind you, I am... It's kind of hard to set up. In fairness, it's kind of hard to kind of be in the setup and try and take phone calls from candidates and do whatever. So we do have noises that they have made. I shouldn't say noises that they made. We've got clips from the candidates after 6:50, like I mentioned. But I want to say, in terms of the referendum, I mean, a lot of people are going to vote yes because they're uninformed. And there's not really much to be informed about here, by the way. I want to put that out there. There's not really much to vote here, by the way. So, and I kind of lean towards the middle ground here. Yes, we need it, and no, we don't, because why are we having a referendum? Only because of the basis, why are we having a referendum that is pointless o'clock? Like, there's much more important issues in the state of Queensland, like, I don't know, fixing our economy, that are more important. They're not referendum-worthy, but there are more important issues to be considering when entering in an election and a referendum that's kind of... It's weird to think about that this is a referendum that we're having at now at this point. Well, we are... Excuse me, I'm flimming up. I don't know why. It's probably because it's early in the morning. I'm not used to early in the morning. And so there is that. Thank you, everyone, for joining us here, by the way, this morning. It's so good to be here. It's really good to be here. So we are going to talk about when we get back from our break. We're going to be talking about in terms of what are the candidates saying? What are their messages? We'll and after 7 o'clock we'll lay everything bare. We'll talk about what the candidates are saying. The candidates have, by the way, in a new format, the candidates have started debating each other, which is hilarious, and I got actually invited to cover one of the debates, which I politely refused, only because of clash with one of my classes at university here, locally, at clash with one of my classes. They put it on a Wednesday morning. They debated three times, these candidates did, the two of them, Bob Manning and Jim Brooks. They debated three times, and it's interesting to hear the results that come from the debate. It's fascinating. It's going to be, this election is going to be fascinating. Will Bob Manning, the incumbent, win a second term, or will Jim Brooks win it again? I don't know if I'm just... I did say this election was a bit of a snooze fest in terms of its content, only because, I'd say them in jest for the most part. But thank you so much for joining us here this morning. It's so good to be here, I just want to say that again and again and again, because it's so true. As we continue here on GLS, we'll tell you what the candidates are saying and how they're saying it. And one of the candidates is doing something that I don't think I've seen on the local level before. We'll tell you more as we continue. It's 6:49.